Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Simon Estes.
Good morning, and how are you?
I'm good. Hope your day is going well.
It is. It's a beautiful, sunshiny, cool day. We had 32 degrees.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
And it's fall in Iowa, I guess, so we're going to enjoy it.
Yes. It's here now.
Well, I want to remind folks that you can hear Simon Estes next Sunday, the 30th, at the Audubon High School, starting at 4 p.m., and there are still some tickets available, $20 for adults. And get your tickets at KJAN or almost any bank in Audubon County. So we're looking forward to your Roots and Wings tour in Audubon County.
Well, I'm looking forward to it also. It's going extremely well, and actually this will be the 30th concert, so we're almost a third of the way of all 99 counties.
Because that's your goal, is to perform in every county.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes.
And remind folks, I know we talked about this a little bit, but a part of this profit goes to one of your great loves.
Yes, it does. I have a Simon Estes Foundation for which I give scholarships to students. And in each county, the county students of that high school or high schools, if it's plural, can apply for a scholarship to go to any college and study in any area that they wish to study. We've given now, it's either 70 or 73 scholarships in less than 2 years. And these students are doing extremely well in college, and we're just really thrilled. And we have another, I think it's 9 dates on the books, so pretty soon we'll be 40.
All right, and let's keep on counting. Now, Simon, of course, you're known around the world for your beautiful voice, your operatic performances, your concerts, and so on. And because, I guess, of your success and because of your beginning in Centerville, Iowa, education has been one of the things that you have really contributed to in many ways. And one of them that I'd like to start talking about is the Simon Estes Music School.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a school that I founded almost 17 years ago in Cape Town, South Africa. I was the first black international person to step on the stage at the Opera House in Cape Town, South Africa, after apartheid. And when I landed at the airport, there was a group of young black kids singing. I thought, that's nice that at an airport terminal they have a choir. And they were singing in Xhosa, which is their mother tongue. So to make a long story short, a member of the Opera House came up to me and explained they were singing, "No, Simon Estes, not to..." No, they were, he said they were singing not to everybody at the terminal, but just to you, Simon Estes. And they're singing, "Simon Estes, welcome home, we love you." And I was very touched by that. And so to make a long story short, I founded a high school there about 17 years ago. And students, I brought many of over to the United States. Many of them gone to colleges and high schools here in Iowa. And education to me is important in all areas of life and international relationships.
And Simon, now is this the group that has also toured
right
in Iowa?
They were here last year, a year ago. Yeah, they were here last May, April, May, and yeah, they went back at the end of May.
Uh-huh. Yes. And you mentioned that many of them have come to school here. What grades does that school
cover?
It's
a normal high school. The only difference is it includes grade 8, 8 through 12.
Okay. Now, you have another foundation, I believe, through in Oklahoma?
Yes, the Simon Estes Educational Foundation, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've helped them raise more than $3 million. We've given over 330 scholarships, and students have gone to about 58 different universities and colleges throughout the United States, including our supposedly people rate Harvard and Yale at number 1 and 2, but I just say they've gone to all these different colleges and universities throughout the United States.
And other foundations that we should mention related to education. Are there others that we haven't talked about yet?
I have one here, Wartburg College, and also one at Iowa State University for students attending those two colleges. I have the Simon and Westella Estes Scholarship in Centerville, Iowa, where we give scholarships for students there going to college. And then I have my Simon Estes Iowa Educational Foundation. It's just called the Simon Estes Foundation, for the students can apply to go to any college here in Iowa. Mm-hmm.
So you have given many funds to all of the schools, but that's not the only way you do education. You get personally involved in educational situations, I'm thinking, with individuals and groups?
Yes, I do. For example, in all the counties, including when I will be there in Audubon, the next day, I give a big class, I guess you'd call it an assembly in a high school. I keep calling them lectures because I haven't been in high school for such a long time. And I talk to the students about the importance of education, values, principles, morality, good character, etc., because I feel very blessed. I have sung for 6 presidents of the United States, as you probably know, and kings and queens all around the world for the Nobel Prize Committee. And what I do is I share with these young people, letting them know, regardless of their background or obstacles, they too can succeed in life. They just have to have a great desire, determination, get a good education, and have a great character, and most people can absolutely succeed in life.
Okay, and of course, I'm guessing you tell them a little bit about your beginnings in Centerville, Iowa,
right.
And all of the things that have happened since then. And these aren't just—you don't have to just have a God-given set of vocal cords in order to succeed.
No.
You go way beyond that, I'm sure, in your talks.
I do, yes. You have to have determination and discipline and dedication in order to succeed in education and life. I mean, children, number one, I will say something, too. I think teachers should be the highest paid professionals in the world. Because if we stop and think about it, once parents start sending their children to a kindergarten or a elementary school around the age of 5 or 6 or so, it is the teachers are the ones that have them for 6 or 7 hours during the day. And they're helping these young people to build on their all these different blocks that they have to build on in life. And therefore, I really feel that teachers should be really highly paid because of the incredible responsibility they have. And I would dare say probably most teachers, they literally love their jobs. They love working with these young people. And therefore, I tell young people to look up to your teachers. The superintendent of the high school in Centerville, his name was E.W. Fannin, and he called me over to his house one time when I was probably about a junior in high school, and I thought, what have I done now?
You're in trouble.
I was scared to death. I went over there, and he said to me, and his wife was there, he said, Simon, I just want to tell you, he said, I want you to continue working really hard and keep your nose to the grindstone. He said, because you're going to be somebody someday. And I just said, well, thank you, Mr. Fannin. I had no idea what he was talking about. But he encouraged me. He really did. And that's why, to this day, I will never forget the motivation I received from an educator.
Just one person can make a big difference.
Absolutely. I mean, there are many others, of course. My parents always said, son, you must get an education. And my dad would say, that's something they can't take away from you. Because my father was taken out of school. He was born in 1891. He was taken out of school when he was in the 3rd grade. So he really couldn't read or write, but he knew the value of an education. Mm-hmm. And so he insisted that my sisters and that I would get good educations.
Now, you have, in addition to these things that you have talked about and talking to students individually, I know that you also work with those folks who may go on to follow you in your field on an individual basis. So you have some students?
Yes. I was a professor at Boston University for 5 years. I retired from here about 3 years ago because it was just a little bit too much at Boston University and Iowa State University and Wartburg College. And while I was out there, they had me come over to Harvard University and do lectures and master classes and did some activities for MIT. But it was just too much. But I did bring some students who studied privately with me there at Boston University who now has master's degrees and PhDs. And I work with students from college level, let's say, all the way through a PhD level at various universities and colleges.
Okay, we're visiting with Simon Estes, and again, I want to remind you that he will be at the Audubon High School this Sunday at 4 o'clock, and you need to get your tickets. And Simon, you mentioned that you had performed for, I think it was 6 presidents and
yes.
And folk, a pope, and leaders all over the world. And here we can come to hear you at the Audubon High School. It's wonderful.
Well, I feel very blessed. Actually, I've sung for 6 and met 7. I even met Harry Truman before he died,
oh my goodness.
I do believe, in New York City one time. But I don't say any of this to try to impress anybody. But again, having come from Centerville, Iowa, I never dreamed. I sang for 2 different popes at the Vatican. And I've sung for presidents all around the world and kings and queens. And it all came about because I really believe I had a great foundation. My 2 greatest mentors were my mother and my father, but then my educators in elementary school and high school. These people really motivated me to study in spite of there were obstacles, there was discrimination there. But my parents told me never to hate, never feel sorry for myself, just to work hard. Sure, one is sad if you're discriminated against, but we must not become bitter. And this is all a form of education.
Okay, and that's part of the message that you are giving to those fortunate Audubon students on Monday. You're meeting
Monday,
with
right.
them. And then, of course, if there's a county who has not scheduled you, they need to be working on that.
Well, thank you, yes.
Yes, yes. And we're looking forward to seeing and hearing you on Sunday, 4 o'clock at the Audubon High School. Simon Estes, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you, and have a great day, and see all of Audubon soon.
Good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.